intro, so I'll do it next time.
Wow, okay. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sit Down Comics Podcast. Today, Riley is back from his trip.
I am.
Riley, where were you? Why were you gone?
I went to Chicago, and then to see how deep I can get into depression, I went to Ohio for 5 days.
How deep did that get?
It was bad. It got bad. It was so deep. Deeper than your mom.
Also, today, we are blessed with the presence of Monica. Please introduce yourself.
Well, hello. My name is Monica. It's Ciuti. I know it looks weird, the three vowels. But I'm Monica Ciuti, and I am a comedian.
And where did you start being a comedian, and how old were you?
Fun fact, it was here at USC. I think I was, oh my God, I don't even know how old. It was like 2 years, it's a couple years ago. But it's just crazy, like, being back. I actually lived also. 5037. Hey. It was a party room.
Y'all watching.
Yeah, it's really cool. Thank you guys, by the way, for having me.
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
It's awesome being back. It's a little weird.
Stella was last week's guest. She introduced us.
Yeah.
How do you know Stella?
So Stella and I took a class together. I think it was the technical theater class. And then we both hung out one time, and we were at my apartment, 5037. we just like both hit it off really well, and then I was like, hey, I need a roommate, like, you should live with me, and then she did.
That's awesome. Fun, yeah. Did you inspire her to take that stand-up class?
I think so. My class was the first ever of the stand-up class, so I remember like before I was even taking it, I was telling her about it, and like, oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm really excited, and there's a stand-up class, if I don't do it now, then like I'll never do it. And then I took it, and I was like, girl, you have to take it. It's amazing. It opened my world. And because of that class, now I still do stand-up. And I don't know if I would have done it if it wasn't for that class. So thank you. Thank you, stand-up.
Truly
class.
Inspirational. 5037, though, if you didn't get it.
5037. Just go harass them now. I'm not there anymore, but still just say you're there to party. And
they'll know.
They'll know what it means.
It still smells like coke. You've hit the right door.
Might still smell like weed, but that's...
It does still smell like weed.
It does. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
So what made you laugh this week?
What made me laugh? Oh my God. Have you seen that YouTube video where it's like the like dance instructor and he's like, Patricia!
No, let's find it right now.
I love that video.
What should I search?
It's so simple. Just literally type in Patricia.
Pretty much.
Into YouTube. It's so short and simple. I don't know why it made me laugh so hard.
Patricia. Yeah. Oh, Patricia Scream Vine?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's a Vine.
Here we go.
It would be that one.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Patricia! Get together so maybe we have a show this weekend.
Like, they fall to the ground from his, like, yell.
Wait, okay, can I pull up a Vine to show you that I wanted to show
Please.
You?
Please.
You're going to have to.
Here we go.
This is great.
Go for it.
Patricia!
Were you a big Vine fan when it was out?
At first, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, oh, this is kind of stupid. But then some people were really like creative with it, and I was like, you know what, I get it. And then it got taken away from us.
Yeah.
And I still cry every night.
Rip Vine. Tragic.
Yeah, R.I.P. Vine. Fuck.
Oh, I don't
can
know.
Can we curse on
Yes.
That?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fucking curse. Fucking.
Okay. Fuckity fuck fuck. So.
Speak in tongues. Any.
Cool. Anything. I was planning on doing that.
Speaking in tongues, did you tune into the royal fucking wedding?
I did not because okay. I knew I was gonna see all of it already on my social media.
Right.
And I was trying to enjoy my Saturday. Yeah. And you know what? Like, just for once. Tune out, plug out, you know?
Did you know, like, Meghan Merkel? Are you, like, a fan of hers?
I like her. I like her a lot from what I know about her, and I like her acting, and she's really pretty. But,
and now she's a princess.
Yeah, and she's a fucking princess now. Like
I watched a little bit
she's
of that.
She's a duchess.
Oh, sorry, duchess.
A duchess. Ooh.
Duchess.
She's probably like, I'm a literal princess. And somebody's like, no.
Like, oh,
actually, no, you're not. No.
But no, I didn't watch it, but I'm sure my mom will force me to to watch
it. Yeah, so. I was with my mom, and she was forcing me to watch it.
Right, yeah.
And from
that's why I didn't go home. See, that's the thing. You can't go home.
She came to me, honestly, so I...
No, so you can escape that.
And I was watching it, and it literally looked like Game of Thrones. Like, my brain was doing this weird thing where it was like, is this real life? Like, why are people taking this so seriously? Yeah. Like, is somebody going to get beheaded? I don't know. It just gave me that whole vibe.
On live TV.
On live TV, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was...
But I like her. I think she was on Suits, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just love Riley, like, pounding at the keys, like, directly in front of him.
I'm real aggressive with my typing.
Are you more of, like, a one finger at a time typer?
No. Or? You can't find porn that fast if you're going one finger at a time. You gotta go all 10 on deck.
Yeah, come on. The porn.
As in real life. All 10 fingers at one time.
But if you did do the typing with one finger, then you have more fingers available, if you know what I mean. So
that's stupid.
You might want to consider it.
I also can't find this vine, so I'm just wasting time.
Two minds battling it out, and I've got the front row seat. So after typing, you couldn't find it.
After all that aggression, I couldn't find it.
I'm so sad.
Wow.
But anyway, he walks into the room, he smacks something, and he goes, "Hey, Mom."
Yes, you did type in "Hey Mom, ass slap vine."
I did type that.
That's in your search.
Sorry about that. Dude, I was at my friend's house yesterday, and she left her laptop out. Mm-hmm. And for a Snapchat, I typed in "huge cocks" in the Google and sent it to my friends, as you do. And she came back, and she's like, "Come on." And I was like, "Well, I didn't search it, so it won't show up." She's like, "Well, what would show up?" I was like, "Well, huge cocks, obviously." And she's like, "I feel like it's just going to be really big chickens." And I was like, "If that's a risk you want to take, hit enter." She hit enter, and she's like, "No, it's just porn."
Yeah.
I thought the internet was censored. And I was like,
"No. No.
This isn't China. Come on."
Yeah, they can't censor the internet. But then, did y'all hear the Senate passed the whole bill with net neutrality, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to start talking political.
Wait, so does that mean that our internet's free, or does
it... Or not. Nah,
it means we're fucked.
It means
we're
can't throttle your internet based on website and your service.
Yeah, so net neutrality prevents, like, that. But then Senate voted to, like, you know, keep net neutrality, so internet's still free. But now it has to go to, like, House of Representatives and President Trump and all that. So looks like it's still not in good hands, but we're almost there. Sorry for
so what? No. Riley's gonna have to pay for his porn one day, or?
I already do, kid.
Oh,
it's a monthly budget.
God damn it!
$3,000 a month.
Yeah, it's the low cost of $3,000 a month, and you get all.
You
the
want
porn
that high quality Brazzers shit?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
So you have to have access on every site that you can pay for.
Yeah.
I don't even pay. Some of them are just completely free, but you just send in a donation.
Yeah. Donation of like $5,000.
A little tip.
A little tip. Just a tip.
All
just
10 finger tip.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I got, like, really awkward, but then, like, quietly funny.
Yeah. Oh, we saw Deadpool 2, I thought was really funny.
I did. I saw it 2 nights ago.
What'd you think?
Yeah. It was good. The first one was still a lot better, obviously, as they usually are. It wasn't as good as I thought it was gonna be, but I still liked it. Like, I still really enjoyed myself.
Where'd you see it?
Like the randomest, most boring town in Lakewood.
Stupid.
Are you from California, or?
Yeah, I'm not from Lake. I'm from like Palos Verdes, but.
Oh, okay.
Our friends were in Lakewood, so they drove out to us a couple times in LA. So we're like, all right, we'll drive to you.
What's like Palos Verdes like?
It's like by Torrance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how do you like?
I'm from Compton, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Because no one like knows Palos Verdes. You don't like just stumble upon it. Like you have to go there.
Yeah.
So it's not a place. When I hear people know it, I'm like, how the fuck do you know Palos Verdes?
Yeah.
No, it's really beautiful. There's a lot of like cliffside. It's kind of like a really nice bubble. But like really pretty bubble. But it's fun. It's a great place. It has a lot of good schools. It's a little boring, but it's really pretty.
I think I've been there once. Are there, like, a lot of cactuses? Cacti?
Cacti? I would say there's more, like, palm trees.
Okay.
Yeah, what high school did you go to?
Palos Verdes High School.
Palos Verdes High School. Yeah. Oh, okay. You know of camps? Do you hear about camps? High school? California Academy of Math and Science?
Oh, I think maybe.
Oh, that was in Carson. Yeah. It was
oh,
like,
okay, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people from like Torrance and Patty's Buddies mm-hmm. went there. Yeah, I used to like go up there. They're super nice. It's like that place in Santa Monica that we go to for the DK stuff.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, Pacific Palisades?
Pacific Palisades. Yeah. It's like a similar
type area. Yeah, it's like a very nice beach town.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's by, for those of you who don't know, because I'm sure not many people do, like, when I'm from, like, out of town, they're like, where do you live? I'm like, Los Angeles. And they're like, no, come on, like, don't give me a broad answer. Like, I'm like, you're not going to fucking know. Like,
right.
Everyone knows that. So I say, like, I start with Torrance, and then if they don't know, I'll be like, all right, Manhattan Beach. And then like, oh, okay, Hermosa Beach. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, and then Redondo. And then it's like, right.
Less and
less. Right.
And Riley, you're from Ohio or Las Vegas?
No, I'm from Las Vegas.
Chicago?
No one fucking knows where I'm from.
How old are you, dude?
I'm from Las Vegas. I lived in Ohio for 7 years. I went to school in Chicago for 2 years.
Okay.
And now I'm here.
Now he's here.
In the city that never sleeps, the Big Apple. Los Angeles.
That is what it's called, yeah.
The Windy City.
What is the Big Apple equivalent to L.A.?
Oh.
I'm confused by your
the
question.
The big traffic. Okay. I don't know.
The big traffic, yeah.
The big breast implants. The large amount of plastic surgery.
The big collection of people trying to be actors.
The huge bubble of parental disappointment.
The big casting call, because everyone's...
Yeah, the big casting call.
Everyone here is a fucking actor.
Get your headshots ready.
Yeah, guys.
We've been playing at GTA lately.
Start prepping GTA for pilot 5. Season already. From now.
So what are you up to? Are you doing a pilot season? Or?
No, I'm doing a pilot season. That'd be great. I'm doing all the pilot
season. Are you learning how to fly? Or you're becoming a pilot season?
It is the season because of high winds, so it's a good time to fly right now. catch that air, you know?
Take my flight on Malaysian Airlines in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
You'll get to your destination really fast. Oh my god.
Through a wormhole into space.
No, I'm just... You know, once you're, like, done with college, you kind of feel like you have to start over again. Because, mm-hmm. like, that was your one goal as a kid, right? It's like, okay, like, all I do is school. That's all I know. My life is
these
school.
Institutions.
Yeah, right?
It's
and then...
Bullshit.
Once it's done, you're like, oh, I did it. Now what? So it's
guess
kind
I'll have
of,
a kid.
Yeah, so it's kind of just you figuring it out.
Like
and
a
like,
small job in an ocean. Sending big waves into motion. Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. But yeah, I'm just doing stand-up at work. Mm. I'm a working woman. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Do you want
to
talk about work? Or not talk about
I could.
Work?
It's not... crazy or I mean I'm a personal assistant to this like lady in Beverly Hills right now.
That's awesome.
It's cool.
Which
it's
corner do
up
you
and
stand
downs.
On?
It's work, you know.
What coffee shop do you go to for
what
her?
Coffee shop? She's not a coffee person.
Oh.
But I like that better because I'd rather not deal with like the coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, she's very healthy. She's really sweet. She's actually a really sweet woman. So
that's awesome.
Because I've heard a lot of personal assistant stories where like the lady's really. Evil. So I got pretty lucky, but yeah, I'm just doing that and just stand up podcasting.
Yeah.
shout out plug her own show on her
plug
own
it
show.
In while doing the show and yeah, I don't know, I'm just trying to figure life out, take it day by day,
do some podcasts.
That's all you really can do.
Yeah,
you know?
That's all you can do.
That's all you
I'm
can
telling
do.
You.
If fame doesn't come to you through podcasts, it's not coming.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I mean, maybe to you.
Oh. That totally put back on you.
I actually, on a serious note, I really need to ask you a question. Yanny or Laurel, so...
Oh my god. Okay, this is so fucking stupid. I hate how these trends keep happening, but I did listen to it. I hear Laurel. I don't know why the fuck everyone hears Yanny.
It's Laurel.
Let's
it's
put it out.
It's scientifically proven.
I heard Yanny.
What? No.
Robert, it's literally been dissected by audio technicians who have nothing better to do.
Here's the thing. I heard Yanny the first time. Okay. Mm-hmm. That watched like all of the dissection videos like,
okay.
and all of that.
Why?
And determined it was Laura, right? So I went to the original recording of Laura, heard that it became Laura, like after like
okay.
came in a bunch of times.
So you've heard both.
So I've heard both.
Robert.
But then like I woke up the next morning, heard the audio again, That was back to Yanny.
Fuck.
Robert, you have a real job.
Maybe it just depends, real job. Like, what time of day for you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I guess they say some sort of, like, audio frequencies or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like it's also what you, if you already know about it, like, you're trying to project what you want to hear. So if you want to hear Laurel, you'll hear Laurel.
Totally.
It's kind of like how you play Grand Theft Auto. You project your emotions into that game.
And then you steal a helicopter.
Steal a helicopter.
Totally. Yeah. We've been playing that game a lot. Speaking of, like, L.A. like landscapes,
yeah,
that game like has the best like LA landscapes, I think.
Dude,
like,
I know, it's got so many things out. It has a fucking Comedy Store on there.
Does it really?
Yeah, I was like, no way. Playing it once and I was like, that's a fucking Comedy
Hold
Store.
On. Let me Google this.
It's awesome.
Comedy Store,
they did a really good job too. They like got it down.
Have you ever been to the Comedy Store?
Yeah, I perform there like all the time.
Oh, no way. Yeah. What's that like?
It's awesome. It's a fun space. It's weird. Dark, it's kind of got some weird rapey vibes at the same time, but it's a weird magical place.
Yeah,
but.
And Glory Hole in the second stall, you can find me there Saturday nights.
Here is the Comedy Store find it? On Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what it looks like.
That's crazy. Rip really Mitzi, Mitzi Shore, who started it, like just passed away, which is like so fucked.
Rip. All right,
the Comedy Store has such a rich like legacy and comedy history. I mean, just I don't know if you guys have been watching it or heard of that show on Showtime, I'm Dying Up Here, that Jim Carrey produces about like the Comedy Store like kind of thing back in the 1970s and stuff like that. So it's really, really deep.
Stella's texting me.
Oh, what she said. Should we call her? Let's call
her.
No. You ever watch that Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Yeah.
I love that show. That's all I got to say about it. I recommend it highly because I love comedians and I love coffee. Cars I can go without, but
but if they're in the cars, I don't mind.
I'm cool with them being in the cars.
Yeah. Even if they're out of the car.
Are they drinking and driving? Like coffee? No. Or?
Are they editing while driving?
Yeah. No. That's the
road. I am still like, I'm more impressed that you could do that. That you shouldn't.
That's super
amazing. I shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
I still should.
Yeah, but really. You're gonna.
But you also do what you gotta do.
It's traffic. And when you're sitting in traffic, you're just wasting time. You're just, I got a couple of videos here and there. You know?
Honestly, we need to figure out a way to like get a handle on that. Because I feel like people would have such a better... I don't know. I feel like they'd feel happier living in LA if we just got that shit under control somehow.
Elon Musk is working on it.
I heard.
$1 rides. Yeah.
In a tube.
Like, same price that Cade's mom charges.
Oh my god, Riley.
I'm sorry. I apologize. They're just too easy.
I'm just gonna go.
Remember, balcony. You don't get the stair privilege.
Right, I'm going.
Now that he's gone, we're going to turn this into a fashion podcast. Are you excited about denim returning?
Dude, it is returned already.
It's here. That's a lot of rolls on that cuff, though.
I know. It's because I'm short. I'm small. He's still trying to get up.
He's having a hard time.
All right. Good job.
You're welcome, man.
See you.
But I'm deaf.
Okay.
Oh, that should have been the number one reason.
You should have kicked him out earlier then.
Now we can be our true selves.
All right, guys. So
I don't know why the fuck Drake has a pocket up here on this shirt, this hoodie.
Is that Drake's shirt?
I was gonna ask, do you put stuff in there? Because it seems like a good little.
Only like my children.
We're safe now.
Okay.
I only put my children. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, your bag.
Or Coke. You can put a couple pounds of Coke in here, maybe a kilo.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
I mean, you're just like, what do you want?
Oh, shit, it's got a zipper also.
Got a zipper.
You thought it was just buttons, but they fucking
did. He said, your zipper's undone. I said, take a sniff.
That's some super nice.
Take a sniff, you'll be up for 3 days. Have fun.
I have a question.
It's OxyClean.
Did you get that from the guy? The OVO store?
Yeah, online.
Oh, online. Oh, man. For sure.
Yeah, hit that shit.
Some of those online shoppers.
Yeah. I have the
shopping store.
They actually have an OVO setup in Fairfax out here.
On Melrose, right?
On Melrose, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to it.
Oh, yeah. It's not great.
It's very empty.
They don't have a lot of sizes.
They don't have a lot of
sizes. Have you heard of this? No. OVO? Me neither. What's going on? Is this like the new Supreme or?
Rolling through the six with my woes.
Is that, what is it?
You know how that shit goes.
What the?
It's like, it just says OVO. I thought it was Uber.
Is it comfy?
I was
wrong.
It's a really like nice material.
Okay, can I feel inside?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty
It's like a quality material.
Yeah.
I see.
Kate, get up in me.
Yeah, now we're talking about Drake's clothing versus all 10 like, fingers, please. Kanye's clothing.
Oh shit!
I
don't know if I know enough about Drake's clothing though. I've seen more of Kanye's.
It's reasonably priced for Drake though. Yeah. Kanye is ridiculous.
Yeah, he charges $300 for a t-shirt.
like a simple shirt you can get for like $12.
Exactly. Yeah, literally, exactly.
Like, let's see what Drake charges. I don't know. Let me pull it up. I'm not familiar.
I got those Yeezys, the OGs, like this was it the 350s?
Mm-hmm.
The gray ones, like the little boot things. Yeah, this is the very first issue, man.
Cool.
I got them.
Are those like $1,200?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got them off some guy. It was actually kind of like...
Wait, you,
was he alive? You got it off some
you
guy?
You got off some guy?
You like took it off his feet? That's really rude.
Hey, Robert.
I just took it off him.
Like,
man.
Look, this hoodie's dope. Wait. It's only $148.
148?
Drake, send that shit. XL, my man.
Yo, Drake, if you're watching this podcast, I know we need some OVO equipment here.
We will wear OVO all the time. Yes.
This show is brought to you in part by OVO.
Not actually, though. Legally, it's not. It could be.
It could be.
All right, those shoes ugly as fuck, my man. You got to fix that shit up.
Drake, nah. Ooh, nah, those aren't
looking good. Are your shoes comfy, though, that you got?
They're comfy. Okay. They're low-key, they're like...
Do they have any weird stains on them? Because I don't know if I would expect it.
You
never
they're
know.
They're pretty clean. They're pretty clean. They got some like a couple of stains now, but like...
He could have fucking pissed and jizzed in those shoes.
He could have fucked that shit up.
And you're walking around in them. You never know.
Walking around with cum foot? We're not cool.
You don't want no cum foot?
If they Yeezys, I might have to, you know?
I think we just lost our sponsor.
You got that gang cum? That's
a sacrifice we might have to make.
I have to make for some Yeezys. Back in the day. Not now.
No, no. Now he's balling.
Well, we don't talk about Kanye.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Kanye. We'll move on to it.
When's like your next stand-up gig?
What is it? June 5th.
June 5th. So far, where are you?
I will be at my friend Granison's show. It's called The League of Comedy, and it is. Let me double check. I should know, because I think they moved their location. So I just want to make sure. okay, cool. So it's still on there. It's in Sherman Oaks. It's called On the 30. It's actually like a really nice like pizzeria.
Mm.
And then they have this room in the back and it, I don't know, it's got a cool vibe to it. It's
where I like to be.
It's cute. Yeah. Right?
Keep me in the back rooms.
Yeah. Just keep them locked there. Don't take them off. But yeah, it's a cool, fun show. And my friend Granison runs it and I'm really excited.
Granison.
And he made these like,
shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Granison. What's up, dude? He made these awesome like baseball cards. Wow. Baseball cards. I don't know where the accent came from. But of like each stand-up comedian, and they like have a little fun fact about them.
What's your
fun fact?
I could pull mine up. Let me see. There's a lot of fun facts about
just
me.
Just two words. 9 inches. And that's it. That's all it says.
That's all the card says, and that's all you need to know. Here, I can show you it if you
want. Ooh, that's dope. second base. You're playing second base. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles.
No, that means you can get to second base with me, but nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah, just second.
I'll write that down.
Yeah.
Your question on the card is, what is Monica's arch nemesis? And the answer is...
Birth control.
Waxing.
Yeah.
Waxing.
Because fuck that.
I used to get my eyebrows waxed. That shit hurts.
Dude, imagine getting your fucking hoo-ha waxed.
Look how your height is one.
Personally, I don't have one. But
you don't have one? You don't have anything on there?
No.
You're like a Ken doll?
It's like a fucking
Ken
doll.
Like,
it's like
you ever seen Dogma?
It's like nicely tucked. It's just like
it's nice in there. I have to buy a Tootsie Roll just to make someone think that there is.
Mm.
I pee. I don't even pee, it evaporates.
He doesn't pee, he just gets a water bottle.
Like Kim Jong Un, it just evaporates. It just goes.
Back in the political corner here.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's the card.
Your height on here is 1'5".
Mm-hmm, that's correct. No, I'm actually 5'3".
Let the truth come out.
Can I read this bit right here?
Yeah, you can totally read that bit.
Monica loves making people laugh almost as much as she loves corgis. Almost. She has been acting in film and television since she was a child, frequents the Comedy Store. Follow her funny on Instagram at Monica
Cud.
Cud.
You got it though. You're doing well. Yeah. Cud. Nice. That's S I O-U-T as in Tom, Y.
Y
as in... You know how many times I've had to fucking say that in my life?
How many?
Wait, it's not just the letters C-U-D?
No, okay, so what I always tell people, and some people either get it and their minds are blown, or they're just like, what? So, we'll see if you get it. When I tell people my last name, I say, spell the word cut.
C-U-N-T.
No, not cunt. Cut.
C-U-T.
That's how you pronounce it.
What?
You see? What?
C-U-T.
C-U-T. That's how you... So the way you spell it... Yeah, so the way you spell it is how you pronounce it.
Took me a second.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Some people either get it right away and they're like, oh, that's dope. Or they're like, I don't... And I'm like, that's okay. Just
that's perfect. Yeah. That works so well.
But then they get confused because they're like, well, how do you spell it? Like, is it C? And I'm like, no, that's another... story.
Is it spelled?
It's got three vowels. Gonna fuck you up for days. I don't know if you
no
can
one at Ellis Island wanted to be like, we're gonna fix this for you right here.
No, I think we just got skipped. I'm just kidding. It's a weird last name, but it's my last name.
can't choose your last names.
No, it's okay. It's gonna get changed anyway.
If you could though, what would you choose?
If I could choose like any last name,
mm-hmm.
with knowing that it's gonna be changed.
Oh, okay.
Potentially.
So it's still gonna be okay. I don't know. I would want something, like, epic. Like.
Like Monica Epic?
Like, Balthazar! I don't know.
I'd want, if I would do it as, like, a curse word. So, like, when they're going through the attendance sheet in, like, class. Funny. Like, Monica, fuck. Guys!
Who Monica, did it? Fuck.
Spelled
P-H-U-C-K. Or, like, P-H-U-Q.
Yeah.
Just sitting the teacher, like, who did this? And you gotta be like,
yeah.
I'm Monica, fuck. And like,
you know what? I'm gonna go with fuck. I kind of like that.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm gonna go with fuck.
I mean, mine's fuck, obviously.
Oh, you guys are related.
We're married, actually.
I'm sorry. I'm wearing the headphones, and I can hear.
Can you hear yourself?
And I like.
It's tripping you out now.
How but anyway, you we're cousins, daughter? But
oh,
also.
My. But we're also married.
Married.
So.
Oh.
The paperwork
that's all you need to
was
know.
A lot.
Oh fuck.
It's us.
By the way, I'm sorry you have to hear my voice. Like, I can't imagine.
you have a very lovely voice.
Oh,
very,
thank you.
Yeah, very great podcasting voice, by the
really?
Way.
Really? Yeah. I feel like I sound like a 13-year-old boy about to like transition into a man. That's like what I think I sound like. I don't know.
Okay, happens at 13?
Fastest. It wasn't least like because I was like 21.
So I thought it was like 29.
Yeah.
Mom, what the fuck?
Mom, the fuck?
Yeah.
No. How did we get bigger? What the fuck?
Oh, oh no.
You promised.
It's a little bit hard talking and hearing it. It's, I know YK was tripped out.
No, I bet.
It's literally like a delay, so like. That's why I speak a little slower. Like
that's okay.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Like
it's just I don't know. It's like being in the Inception. You're hearing the audio of
you're serenading us.
Dude, I love that movie.
Inception.
Such a, yeah.
Things inside.
The
things.
Music is so.
It.
What?
What?
I was gonna say the music is so good. Like, have you listened to it just doing normal everyday things?
Yeah.
I listened to that taking a shit.
Yeah.
I did. It was epic.
It can make anything.
It makes everything. I was cooking. I was like, this is the most epic mealtime. But like, it was great.
Are they still around?
I don't know.
Did they not like die?
I think they are because I think they just sent something out to people. Like,
they had a TV show for a while.
They did?
Yeah.
Ooh, on what? Rip.
On making stupid food.
No, like what channel?
I don't know. Probably Spike.
Or Logo?
Yeah.
No,
Logo. See, I think it was Spike.
Spike would seem appropriate.
Like, they had, like, 1,000 Ways to Die.
Or maybe, like, a Vice.
Or History Channel.
Definitely the History Channel.
There's always some good shit on the History
Channel. They want to know why we ran out of resources? That's what they play.
The History Channel is so great. It's, like, either, like, old documentary or, like, aliens.
Hitler.
Hitler, aliens.
It's, like, Hitler, aliens... Some other stuff.
Did you see their program though? They were saying like the aliens helped Hitler with his advancement
Wait,
in technology. They had a program on that. I'm not kidding.
Please expand.
They were. Oh, God, I'm gonna like fuck it up. They were just saying that like the only way he could have thought of some of these like really revolutionary, horrible devices that he used on people was like to get some outsourced.
Human creativity.
Yeah, some like.
Outsourced.
Help.
I mean, he was an artist, a painter.
He was. He wasn't very good.
The aliens did not help him with that.
They should have helped him with that
first.
Yeah,
they should have fucking...
I think they were a little late. They're like, oh, you know what? We should have helped him with that. Okay, we'll just help him with
that.
They had to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
They're like,
they were busy that day. They had
guys, something. I feel really guilty about what we did with that whole Hitler thing. Let's make a Steve Jobs, like, balance it out a little bit.
Nah, this should do like some cable time travel, like in a Deadpool or something. Like,
yeah,
fix up that situation.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know why I brought up Deadpool out of nowhere, but we're talking about
time travel. Yeah, we were
talking about it. Yeah.
I mean, we are talking about aliens.
Aliens. I don't know. If
we've been
aliens.
Talking about everything so yeah. far. So
we're here for it.
We have to talk about the story at the improv club that we went to yesterday.
Oh my god!
Oh, Riley, take it away.
We got enticed into a free improv show that was like, there's a comedy show. For free, and we were like, that sounds kind of lame.
What was the show?
I don't know. That was the problem. But then they're like, there's free weed.
At
the
show?
Yeah. And these two turned around, and they're like, free weed? And so we walk in.
I mean, it's enticing. I don't like.
We walk in, there's this pedophile on stage, and like three other people there. This chick has her shoes off, just bare feet on these nasty ass chairs.
God.
And this dude is just, he bombed. He bombed hard. He was bad.
He's bombing like no tomorrow. Oh. Like honestly,
I've never seen someone bomb like that. Yeah. Nothing landed.
It's so hard because especially open mics, you see a lot of things.
Well, I don't think it was an open mic. I think they were like scheduled to perform.
Oh really?
And like they paid for classes there because he was like, I'm a teacher. I spend all my days with kids, but his fly was down, so we were concerned. I was more concerned that he had a jacket on, but the sleeves are rolled up. Like, he clearly doesn't know what he wants in life, hot or cold.
But you know what, though? I understand that life because sometimes, like, I'm hot, but then my hands are cold, so it's like I need to wear a jacket, but I'm, like, sweating.
Yeah, but I just didn't get it. I didn't. And then some girl went up after him, and I can't tell you a single joke that she said.
Yeah, she was floating. She was floating. It wasn't, like, a bomb, but it was, like... Yeah.
She had peaks and valleys. She had, like, three peaks, and everything else was a valley.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Where
great.
Did you...
Back in time to kill God. Hitler.
Okay, that's okay. Your excuse.
No, nothing changed. So.
I thought there's no house. Oh my god, I can't talk. I bombed it. Don't worry about it. There's no bathrooms in this household. I thought that was established earlier. I had to pee on the fucking
no,
balcony.
No, just not for guests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, you made it. You're fine.
They made me pee on the balcony, you guys.
Yeah, that's just how we live here.
No, I'm just kidding.
Once again, sponsored by.
There's like Target.
Sponsored by Drake. We set them out.
That little buckets like surrounding.
Oh.
Different like colored buckets for different things.
Right, right, yeah. right, right.
Because sometimes, you know.
It's a distance contest.
Yeah.
You ever been to a men's bathroom at a baseball game? It's a distance contest.
Oh, I see. But you all fail somehow because there's always pee everywhere.
There's literally piss everywhere. Dude, I went to the
urinal. Somehow makes it to the women's bathroom because there's always pee everywhere. Dude. So thank you.
Those are the winners.
Those are the winners. They made it. They won.
Yeah.
When we saw Avengers at the Cinemark, I went to the bathroom after. There's literally like half an inch of piss across the entire bathroom.
It's just like, why? Like, who?
I was like, how do you miss?
You like chose that. Like, you made that choice.
You did
that. That was an effort.
I'm like, also, why isn't it draining? That's the problem. Like, there are drains everywhere because we miss.
Yeah.
It's a big hole in a porcelain bowl. Yeah. I don't understand how it's missed so frequently.
I mean, there's a seat for you. There's a flush for you. There is so much for you, and you choose to just piss all over
it. All the resources in the world. They give you every opportunity.
Yeah.
I
ruined it.
I personally blame MoviePass. Like, too many people going, too many people pissing.
Too many people pissing.
You know, we need Thanos. Just.
It's not
half of all moviegoers.
What a crazy, like... It's kind of like, fuck.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Like, what alert. I know, sorry. Spoilers.
It made like
also,
$2 billion.
Here's the thing, like, instead of, you know, murdering, like, half the population, why don't you create double the resources? Like,
I don't know, because then it won't teach them. You see?
My thing is also, like, the snap is, like, so simple. Like, why can't it be, like, something super complicated? Like, he can't do this. He has to do the whole Soulja Boy perfectly. Or, like, Guitar Hero. Bohemian Rhapsody on Guitar Hero. Perfectly. But no, this motherfucker's out here like, yeah,
bam,
like an American Idol audition, like
it's ridiculous.
Very superstitious.
Like it's harder to order a pizza than it was for him to kill half the people in the universe.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact. Yeah, in the comics, it's actually a way stupider reason why he does it. Mm-hmm. He actually just does it to impress, like, a chick.
Why is it always, like, to impress a chick? Yeah. Like, you know what will really get her fucking wet? Let me just, like, kill half the people.
I don't know about you, but I
walked that'll out. That'll do it.
I walked out of the film, rock hard.
Tinder profile. I've killed half the people. Bitch, she's harder than, like, all of me.
Carries a wet floor sign with him everywhere.
Yeah. So they know. That's the status he's at now.
Yeah,
did you saw Infinity War?
No, but no. I know enough about it that I can talk like
yeah.
I'm going to. I'm really behind on my movies. But I did see Deadpool. So.
Deadpool nice. Too, yeah.
Very good comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's some good action.
It's, I mean, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
The Brad Pitt cameo.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Surprise.
The Matt Damon cameo. Did you catch that one?
What?
He was one of the
that
rednecks.
That was such a funny
cameo.
Are
a
you
redneck.
Fucking kidding me?
He's a redneck, yeah.
Oh, my God, I gotta go back.
Alan Tudyk and Matt Damon are the rednecks.
I didn't catch it until he told me about it after.
I said that shit in the theater. I was like, this is Matt Damon. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, literally, that was me.
I, well,
like,
I literally ordered the wrong seat on MoviePass. So.
That shit was so... Gage sat by himself. Like, it was so packed.
Oh, like, looking by my shoulder, seeing somebody's going to kick me out. Like,
he was like, if you guys want popcorn, just tap me on the shoulder.
Yeah, so. Yeah, man, it was a good time. Deadpool 2. I'm big on those, like, comic book movies, man. Mm-hmm. They keep getting better and better.
Yeah, they're doing.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Is there anything else good, like, out? Like, I feel like right all we get is, like,
we
fucking
get
Avengers 1 week
yeah.
and then Deadpool.
Everything
like,
else is
wait.
Shit.
Because I feel like they, like, release a bunch, and then it's like, oh, there's too many good things. I'm not going to see any of them. And then you're like, all right, I'm ready. And then there's, like, nothing.
Nothing.
And like, then you're like, why can't this be balanced?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What's out? I mean, we got Solo coming out.
Oh, that's right. Solo's coming
which out. Looks really disappointing.
Oh, I hear Solo's going to be horrible.
What else is coming out?
Like,
Jurassic World, which I think looks disappointing as well.
It's
yeah.
the same fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah,
it's price literally. Style is no, same. No, we made a dinosaur. It's gonna like, come on.
Like, I hate that no one like has sat them down and been like.
Like, didn't you learn the first time, fuckers? Like,
there were four predecessors here.
Yeah.
It's like with the Terminators movies. No one learned. They were like, Skynet's a bad idea.
They
let's not do that. And then we still got assholes that are like, let's make AI.
Yeah.
Seen Terminator 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Soon to be 7.
Well, what is your... Do you guys... Are you guys for, like, the Alexas and the... You know what I mean? Like, the Google...
Homes? Oh, yeah.
The personal assistants?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be out of a job.
Yeah, I know. That's
personal
assistants. I'm not for it. I say, fuck them. Down with them. No, but I actually, like, I'm not down with them.
Does your boss go, hey, Monica...
Turn on the lights. You gotta just have the button.
I'm just like, okay... Walk over.
She changes the name of her Siri to Monica's.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm gonna be out of a job soon, you guys.
Oh no.
But I think it's a little creepy. They've caught, like, there's so many videos of them. They have them talking to each other if you have more than one.
I've seen that.
And then there, my friend has one. She was like, we were just sitting quiet one time, just like I was reading a book and it just started like laughing.
That's
and I was like, that's like not okay.
No.
Like, if I were sitting in my house and that happened to me, fucking in the trash can, like right away. Well, I wouldn't have it, but in this scenario, I would have.
Would never buy one.
Yeah. They kind of scare me. I don't know.
They,
I think they're listening.
They're always listening.
They are always listening.
Like, watch this. Hey, Siri. Like, you're always listening. Like,
yeah.
Shut up, bitch. Like, get out of here.
Don't. You have better things to do. How bored are you?
Why?
Siri knows what porn you watch.
Siri is, like, the true homie. She's seen you through all your shit, and you don't even know it.
Is your Siri English? Like, man, woman?
It's the, like, original, like,
mine's
Siri voice. I do want to change it to, like, the Australian one or something.
But then it doesn't work.
Oh, really?
Because it's, like, per country, so it won't be able to find things near you. Mm. It'll think you're in Australia.
Mine's Australian.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Really? I tried that and it was like, fuck off.
Didn't Garmin, when people used Garmin? Sorry.
What's like, Garmin?
Garmin.
What's Garmin?
Oh my
the
god.
The first
see?
Like navigation thing?
Do
it
you
was,
remember
like,
that? Before it was on your phone, you had to have an actual like navigation device. In your
oh,
car.
Yes, yes.
That
I
was like the first,
that.
Yeah.
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 Sure. And that was Garmin.
Yeah, that was Garmin. It was Garmin and TomTom was like the two.
RIP Garmin.
Yeah, RIP TomTom. I think they like had eventually they had like Snoop Dogg voices.
Yep.
And, like, they had like all these celebrities
and
like
Waze does it too. Waze.
Yeah.
Right, motherfucker. And you're like straight up.
Like, I will.
Let me see if I can find any of those.
Yeah. Have you heard him narrate the what was it? BBC
Earth? Yeah,
Earth.
Planet Earth.
Yeah, Planet Earth.
I would love to hear him narrate Planet
Earth. Wait, I'm just gonna pull that up.
Those are the best. Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
Man. Snoop Dogg was just like all time.
Didn't he like literally kill someone to get away? Snoop. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure, dude. Whoa, what?
Looking at rams and elks and this is some old, you know, ancient that the rams did in the 1800s, you know what I'm saying? To prove their toughness in order to
damn the stability.
Like, what did he get paid for this?
Too much.
One-on-one fights. There's an ass up. I never understood rams. Why do they do this? What do they get out of this? Is them rams or billy goats? Well, what I've learned from watching this is Jack. Oh yeah, it's gonna get real cold up in here right now. Check this out. Them seals, a whole bunch of seals or
Demis seals.
Okay, walruses, cause see seals don't got long teeth like that. Oh, polar bear.
Would lose to a gorilla.
It's too many of them. We gonna get one of y'all. If I was one of the walruses, I'm jumping right in the middle, so I'd be the last he gonna get.
Like, he just like walks up to him, he's like, hi, I'm gonna kill you now.
He's like, hey, you look good. You look sick.
Hi, I'm gonna dip my nails.
You think this can't take out a fucking gorilla? Like, look at this. Like,
yeah, seriously.
Wait, Kate, I thought you were on polar
bear
side.
You're on gorilla side. Or you're,
I'm on polar bear side.
I'm on polar bear side too.
Yeah.
I'm on gorilla side.
Oh, all right, man, get out of here, man.
You gotta be on my side.
Gorilla's got that rage. And he can, like, gorillas really move fuck standing up also faster, I think, than
that's
a polar bear.
That's the argument.
But the polar bear is bigger and heavier.
Also global warming.
But
also global warming.
Gorillas
so
have thumbs.
Polar bear's already at a disadvantage.
Gorillas got thumbs. I'm going to bring it back. There's no planet of the polar bears.
Man. You know what? He has a point.
There's no King Kong for polar bears. Yeah.
Can you do a Snoop Dogg impression?
I can't. That'd just be racist.
Yeah.
Oh.
How dare you?
Can you do any go-to impressions?
Impressions? I can, but I feel like I want to do. Let me think. Okay.
Can you hit like with a Matthew McConaughey with an alright, alright, alright?
Oh my god.
I can't do it, but I'll try.
This new Lincoln Continental.
Those Lincoln commercials, MKC. Though.
I almost
so
bought
cringe.
One.
Okay, how much do you think you got paid for those?
Millions. Probably $5 million a
all
year.
All he did was sit in a car in like really nice dramatic lighting. And then it was just like, I drive a Lincoln.
Fell into a pool.
Did he fall in a pool?
Yeah, he falls into a pool, one of them. Another one, he gets dressed.
Yeah.
Maybe the same one.
But you know what? I feel like I don't see a lot of Lincolns. What the fuck happened to Volvo? Do you see any Volvos anymore?
Do you know how expensive a Volvo is?
I think they had the big lawsuit too recently. Too.
Did they?
Probably.
I think. I don't know.
What they do?
I think it was like a big recall or something.
Oh, shit. Okay. Maybe that's why.
Probably still better made than most cars, though.
Yeah, probably.
I would drive a Volvo in a heartbeat. Edward Cullen drove one in the first Twilight.
Yeah, Volvo's like the like safe car.
Yeah. Mm. They're safe as hell. Yeah.
I guess they weren't safe that one time.
Yeah, that one
time. I don't even know what the lawsuit was.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
You don't have to look it up. It's not that funny.
Ignore it.
It doesn't matter.
Ignore it, kid.
I'm already on it.
How do you guys feel about the royal wedding? Because I could not give a fuck. Okay.
No, it's great. It's just
it's good, great topic.
There's
glad
a lot
I brought
going
it up.
On in the world right now.
Yeah.
We got some school
gun control.
Plural.
Electoral primaries, right? Primaries.
Yeah.
Primaries.
Oh, yeah. That's
I think you're the only
don't
one.
Don't vote.
The one you're the only one that does.
I don't vote.
You should.
I
vote.
I don't.
Some people can't even do that. You should.
They're called felons.
No, I mean, people don't have the privilege to do that.
You gotta vote.
And felons.
Like in North, are you talking about like in North Korea? Like they don't have.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great example. That's like probably the best example you can give.
Aladdin. Like.
Yeah, but we're in America where I have a choice. And I choose to abstain from voting.
Yeah.
Because I'm not knowledgeable enough. I'm not knowledgeable enough.
But that's why you gotta do your research.
You know how much money? I told you, $3,000 on porn a month. I need to use that.
Yeah, he's already crazy.
I need to use that time.
That's where your taxpayer dollars are going?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll vote. Why not?
You old enough? Yeah, you're 18.
I'm 19.
He's 19.
Yeah. Almost 20.
Yes, he's old enough to vote. I feel like if you're in college, you have to be old enough to vote.
That's not true. There was a 15-year-old admitted here.
Really?
I made a mistake with these coils. That's crazy. So, like, they're not all 18.
I made a huge mistake.
I've been doing that the whole show, but it got real bad.
Yeah.
Look at this. Does that remind you of anything?
I'm just scared.
It's about to break.
Kate, I could make a joke, but you already almost jumped off the balcony, so I'll abstain.
I'm sorry for all the SoundCloud or
the unprofessionalism.
Just like fiddling. We're doing everything you're not supposed to be doing. Right. We're just like playing with everything.
Tapping tables. Yeah.
Pounding on things.
Always.
Pounding.
Always pounding. Sure, I get my editing done.
With
can't
that
do 3,000
for porn, he's always pounding.
Always pounding.
Them keys.
Yo, did you hear Terry Crews had a porn addiction?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So did Chris Rock.
What?
So does most people.
Monica, your thoughts on that?
Wait, what's an addiction? What quantifies as an addiction?
I think if it starts to obstruct with your everyday life, then it's a problem.
So it's not like you were just bored for 3 days in a row and you had nothing to do?
No, that's just a great weekend. Okay. No, porn, like my thoughts on porn addiction.
Here you go.
Take or leave
thank
it.
You.
Take an Oscar speech.
You guys, oh my God, I'm like really honored right now. And I thank the Academy and... it's cute. Best friend.
Thank you, American
Who
Adult
gave us,
Film
is
Awards.
This yours? You were a best friend. You won the award.
Yeah, somebody gave that to me.
You must
yeah.
have been like a really good friend.
I mean, I hope so.
I mean, you were the best friend. You got an award for it.
Got an award for it. I mean,
also, what's the jar of pennies? I've never acknowledged, but would like to.
I just collect change, bro.
Here's an audio cue.
Let's also shake things
Obama's
into the
out.
Mic. We're not supposed to be doing. Right.
Here's my Starbucks.
Back on your porn addiction.
Back on the porn, guys. Stay on topic. I don't know. I think porn could be used in a healthy way. Exactly. And I think
like, you're sick
to start your career.
I think. I mean, it's a booming industry. It's never has porn ever like had a lull where like guys, we're really struggling right now. Like porn has never done bad. They're always like, yeah, we're fine, we're good.
Most of those dicks, it's always on.
But the I will say though, I think if we did stop filming porn for a while, like we'd be okay.
We have enough.
There's so much videos. Like
There's
we don't
so
need to catch up.
Yeah, we
you,
really
you
don't.
Can never catch up. There's so many.
Dude, imagine if like you time traveled with online porn and
oh my
like.
God.
Look at all the vaginas.
People would think
you
we were
seen.
Like absolutely
just like vaginas
go back to the
80s. Through the ages.
Just go to the 80s and just like show a kid like a tablet. Like, this is what we're watching in the future.
No, you go watch them, you go, in the future they shave.
Listen.
That's what you gotta look forward to.
Stop jerking like a fucking caveman. Get with it. Use technology.
You know, my theory on life is like, do whatever the fuck you want. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone or hurt yourself.
Or make you rock.
And just don't be an asshole.
Concerned how ready he has.
We're just going to have to cut you.
You've been cut off.
Like Terry Crews and Chris Rock, you've been cut off.
You've been cut off.
I knew this day would come.
Yes.
No.
I am thinking about adding some sound effects to the show. Trying to figure that out.
Like every five
when your
seconds,
laptop isn't
yeah,
cracked in half.
We don't even hear what we're saying.
Yeah. It's just
fuck
sound
it.
Effects.
Right.
The room tone is sound effects.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I want to get your opinion on something. So today on Twitter, there was this trending thing on Twitter that Taylor Swift covered the song September. You know, the like, September, party.
No, please keep singing it.
Party, yeah. You know that song?
Oh, die, yeah.
So
it yes. was one of the most well-known songs ever made. That one.
He's not even getting like they're even lyrics.
I didn't know she covered it.
So Taylor Swift covered it, and the co-writer calls it as lethargic as a drunk turtle dozing under a sunflower after ingesting a bottle of Valium.
Oh my God.
Sounds like
that is
you
very
good. You literally got my retweet of that article.
So I'm going to play
you,
like
yeah,
20 seconds of Fair Use for you.
Okay, I want to hear this. I haven't heard it yet.
I don't think you do.
Oh. Here we go.
Taylor Swift
tell me if
sounds
you...
like that sex.
Oh, there's a banjo.
Also, side note, my birthday is the 28th of September. So.
That means his parents are doing it on Christmas.
Okay, that's as much as I think we can play.
I think I'd rather wake up to getting dick slapped by David Hasselhoff than finish that song. So
Thoughts? Do you agree that it's as lethargic as a drunk turtle dozing under a sunflower after ingesting?
I think that was polite.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know if that's the right description. Because that made me think it was going to be like really sad and like really solemn, just like sulky. It was slow. I definitely prefer the original.
Read the whole quote. He has.
Is there more?
Yeah, there's always.
Oh, there's more. Because that was already a lot. That, I'm glad there's more.
He goes in.
You ever notice how not proportional these arms are?
Yeah, they're very. He's got short arms.
Got little T-Rex arms.
He's got a nice butt. Look at his
nice ass.
Yeah, his butt. He's been lifting.
You're talking about an Austin
Scott
squats?
Statue, by the way.
What?
If somebody's like not watching.
For those of you
like,
not watching, we're talking about the little Austin.
He looks great for just coming out of chemo.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah, my buddy Scott Matz. I don't know if you ever watched like Access Hollywood, but he's like the movie critic there. He's a big like Oscar guy, so he came to the show that I was working for one time.
And he gave
just,
you
like,
this.
He's like throwing them out to everybody. He's like, "You get an Oscar, you get an Oscar."
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's really nice.
You guys know there are awards for porn?
Yeah.
Why are we still on the porn?
I just don't feel like this is mentioned enough.
Because he's like, I should be doing this right now. Why am I here? I spent $3,000 on porn.
Just blur my screen, please. Shit.
Every
I'm there for the plot, guys. Please.
Yeah. So how are you guys? How
trying
was
to find the full quote.
How was the college?
You can put an article from Twitter, if you want.
They're not even here anymore. It's
just
us. Just,
they're tuned out.
This is why we're married cousins.
Yeah, this is why we're doing so well. This is why we're just, they need to catch up.
This is why we are someone's personal assistant.
Is this it?
Yeah, around here.
We're almost there. We're almost
there. You want to read it? Yeah, can you read it?
Okay.
All right, so this is the co-writer of September's quote about Taylor Swift's cover.
About Taylor Swift. Okay. He says, I didn't think she was all that she did. I didn't really think she did a horrible job. Yes, it felt like a lethargic, as a drunk turtle dozing under a sunflower after ingesting a bottle of, what was that?
Valium.
And I thought it was all built. I thought it had all the build of a one-story motel, but I mean, the girl didn't kill anybody. She didn't run over your foot. She just cut a very calm and somewhat boring take on one of the peppiest, happiest, most popular songs in history. Ladies and gentlemen, the writer of September, giving his thoughts on the Taylor Swift cover.
I miss country Taylor Swift. Like some Romeo and Juliet.
You missed the old Taylor Swift.
I missed the old Taylor Swift.
Our song is a slamming screen door.
That. Some Highway Don't Care. I want some fearless album.
Ohio.
Taylor Swift.
You like country music.
I do like country music.
Mm. See, country, I never like. I like all music, but country, I just I don't.
They're all the same. All the songs.
It's not my cup of tea. Yeah.
Good thing I prefer coffee.
Mm. Oh.
It's where we're different.
That's why we're married, though we're opposites.
Yeah. It works out, though, because I use all the tea, and then he gets all the coffee.
You get all the coffee.
Of course.
Obviously.
I want to carry that, like, on a keychain, so any moment that goes dull in my life, I'll just start playing that. Spice it up a bit.
Man. I feel like that could be useful in a certain situation, but...
Full situation.
Don't worry about it, Ryan.
This guy Riley, man.
But you know that now you have to play that when you do that.
You it's usually just me, so I'll just be like,
But then you'll be like, that's okay, because you'll be like, I did it.
And roommates will be like, he's fucking jerking off again.
I'm like, what are you listening to? Like, no.
Why do you gotta tell us? Get out of the kitchen.
Let's see what else is trending on Twitter here.
We really need to start preparing material.
Yeah, you guys should have prepared some questions.
Yo, the first like two episodes.
I know what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Did we have a schedule?
Yeah, ask me some questions.
Do you have a writing technique?
A writing technique.
Like some.
Oh, for like stand up?
Yeah. First time.
Bitch. You know what I do. But it's kind of a loosely structured one. So, I draw my...
Go on. I don't want to interrupt.
I mean, you already have, so.
Loosely structured.
Loosely structured.
How I like it.
There you go. You got it out.
You're sick.
Got it in.
Or got it in, shall I say.
So, and you're
Okay,
writing,
but for writing jokes, basically, I mean, I draw from, like, everyday life, so anything funny or situations that I think are, like, you know, this would be, I'm sure someone would relate, or I could spice this and make it more. But, yeah, I basically, I range from writing, I know you're not supposed to do this, but sometimes I write it all at once, but I don't, like, follow it. I just write it to not forget it, and then I'll practice it, and then it becomes kind of structured just when I keep saying it out loud and repeating it. But it can range from anything to, like, bullet points, to, like, writing it out, to even just, like, I don't know, I use a lot of bullet points.
Do you use, like, the Notes app in your phone, or?
Yeah, I use the Notes. I have a Google Doc.
Do you carry a piece of paper with you?
I do. I have a backup journal. Oh, nice. Just in case.
In case it all just comes crashing
down.
Yeah,
in case, you know, Y2K happens again.
Yeah.
Again. All right,
you guys, I got it written down. I'm good. But,
yes, you're stupid. You put your porn online.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, my. Joke's on you. But
I'm shaking my
be
head.
The ruler of the new world.
But yeah, I have multiple outlets, so it doesn't get lost, because that would really suck if you just, like, dropped your phone in the toilet and you're like, all right, that's like a year's worth of jokes.
Well, they have iCloud. They use iCloud.
Yes.
Shut
but
the
one
fuck
of your iCloud's
up.
Off or you're like, you used up all your memory like I did.
iCloud is a scam.
Dude, shut the fuck fucking up. iCloud, I don't even know. I have so many mixed feelings.
Man, I had to get off my dad's iCloud because my little siblings kept seeing the shit that I was sending to people. Like, they were like, who the fuck downloaded Tinder? I was like, I don't know, it's weird.
It's real weird.
Real weird, fam. It's real weird.
Who's doing so well on Tinder?
They're like, who's texting some girl about coming over? Definitely not me.
Oh my god.
Definitely not me.
Okay, I also want to ask you about, what's 3 Cut Productions?
Oh my god. Because
I saw that in your Instagram bio.
So, it's kind of, it's like a sibling-owned production company. So there's 3 CUDs. There's my younger brother, me, and then my older sister. And my sister and I are more into, like, acting and writing and directing and, like, producing. And then my brother's really good at, like, editing, and he's really good at music too, but he's good at filming and editing and just being a videographer and all the, like, behind the scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we, like, formed a production company, we were filming stuff, and then my brother turns on us.
Ooh.
Decides to stop doing it and goes into, like, accounting and economics. So, and I was like, how dare you? No, I'm kidding. I'm very proud of him. But he decided, like, that's more of his
hobby.
I'm not. I'm very disappointed.
What's his name?
Sean.
Sean, I'm not proud.
Sean, the fuck? No, I'm just kidding.
Telling mom.
Do my taxes.
It's your brother-in-law, Sean. I'm fucking angry.
Yeah.
is it called 3 Cut Productions because you spell it C?
Yes. Okay. So this is a great loop and back to it. So we were like,
amazing.
What should we call them? We're like, well, we're 3 CUDs, but we do it in 3 cuts. So and there's 3 of us. So we were like, why not 3 Cut Productions?
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what's, like, your latest project?
Well, we made a Hufflepuff parody video. It's to the song of Bubble Butt, but it's Hufflepuff.
Ooh, should we play it, or?
You should so play
we
it.
We should so play it.
It's pretty catchy, but yeah, it basically stemmed one morning I was making eggs, and I was just like, I had that song inside my head, and I was like, hey, Michelle, because we really like, that's my sister, by the way. We really like Harry Potter. So I was like, hey, Michelle, you know, like, Bubble Butt? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, what about, like, Hufflepuff? It was so dumb, but she was like, that's a good idea. Let's do it.
And 2 years later, it has 88,000 views.
Yeah, and I was like, oh yeah, sure, okay. And then she's like, no, I'm serious. Like, let's do it. And then we filmed it.
Let's watch some of this.
Oh my god.
Just tell me when if you want us to stop.
No, you can watch. It's okay.
Oops.
Sorry.
Who cares? She's just a Hufflepuff.
Loser.
Why is that guy laughing?
There she is. Monica C.
The Hufflepuff.
Oh, shit.
good.
Sweating. I'm all tripped up at my house. I begin. Gryffindor, Slytherin is Ravenclaw too. Call me Lloyd.
Is that Cardi B?
Don't need no blue. Get called up. It's my time for some sorting. Yeah. Fingers crossed that I'm in the house of Helga. Sorting hat on my head. Cannot see ya. Scream it loud. Say it proud. Cause you know that I'm a
Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff.
Yeah, this is genius.
Turn around, stick it out, show the world you're a Hufflepuff. Huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff. Huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff. Huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you're a.
I met this cute guy named Cedric
Diggory. Is this your sister?
Yeah.
I'ma ask him me. He's so loyal, he's so fair, hard work, he doesn't lack. Hufflepuff. Yeah, he bleeds yellow and black, badge of pride. Let me see your paws now on my body. Don't make me show you how. Bite your chin, take a hit and split. This honey badger don't give a shit.
Hufflepuff, huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff, huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff, huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you're a Hufflepuff. Huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff, huffle, Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff, huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you're a.
This is such a good music video.
Oh my god, thank you.
Where'd you get a hydraulic car?
I'll tell you all about it.
Working in the glass, might tolerate some snakes, but not afraid to kick that ass.
Is that Trey?
Yeah.
Looking like Mugatu, hourglass, black and yellow diamond shine bright too. Never worry about a hater crew is so loyal. Do herbology in the dirt just to fertilize the soil. Gotta get your bread up. Eat good to toil, toil. Go draw my crab and goil. Every day the munchies got me up in the kitchen. After I bake up, the house elves is making me chicken. Who rang the alarm and called talks to the show? Nymphadora brought her friends and they got them foes. Voldemort's got me meaner, like a diminished demeanor. You can laugh at us now and think we all some beginners, but Professor Sprout's always about to be the real winners. Hufflepuff, huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff.
Oh, yes, bitch.
Huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you're a Hufflepuff. Huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff. Huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff. Huffle, huffle, Hufflepuff. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you're a.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Thank you. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
So tell us all about, so that was your idea and...
Well, yeah, so I thought of just like the whole premise, but then my sister took it to a whole new level. She wrote all the lyrics and like did such an awesome job. And she helped really put it together, and then we got some of our friends on it, and we got Trey on it too, and he did such a great rap, and like, he's doing amazing, by the
way.
Like, oh my God, congrats to him. But... yeah, it was, like, super fun to make it, and I still, like, miss that day because it was just us hanging out with our friends on set all day, and we got to, like, make some really awesome stuff.
That's so cool.
It was fun, yeah.
And where'd you get the hydraulic car?
Oh, my God. Okay, so we... there was a whole story with this. So we had another crew originally. Whew, I forgot this happened. So, basically, we had another guy filming for us.
Amnesia.
And we filmed all this stuff, and it looked beautiful, and we rented a warehouse, and, like... We really shelled out some money for it. Like, we had to pay for the hydraulic cars, the guy on the motorcycle doing the wheelie, and, like, we had our friend's dog, and the costumes and the jewelry, and, you know, you have to pay your crew guy. It's a lot of, like, we did save some money on the side for this, and we filmed, and the guy just didn't like taking direction from, like, a woman director, and he was, like, not having it, and we definitely got those vibes, and we were like, I don't know what to tell you, like, this is our project, we signed you on, like, you have to. If we tell you we want the shot like this, you have to do that. That is your job.
Of
and like,
course.
Who gives a fuck what genitals we have? Just do it to be a good person. And like,
apparently this guy does.
Yeah, apparently that was like such an issue. He's like, oh, fucking vaginas told me what to do. Like, I don't know.
He said that?
No.
Oh,
but
no.
It was very, very, very.
Vaginas told me what to do.
The vibe. So he deleted all the footage that cost us money.
Oh, no.
Deleted like what? 80% of the video. And we were so bummed because we were like, oh my God, we have to do this all over again.
That's
like,
insane.
We had such great shots. How the fuck are we going to do this? And, I mean, it was a blessing in disguise because, like, this was the result. And we had to refilm. And it was amazing. And we got a different guy. Or a girl, actually. We got a girl this time. Mm, she was amazing.
Nice.
We still use her. Her name's Allie. And yeah, it ended up like being a blessing in disguise because it turned out well. But we made friends with these like awesome dudes. I think it was in Compton, or we were no, where the fuck were we? We weren't in Compton exactly. But we found their shop at, yeah, and we're like friends with them now. And
that's
like,
awesome.
He like let us use his tattoo shop, and like he did the fake unicorn.
What street? Like what street? Oh
god, I'm gonna have to ask my sister. I don't remember. I wasn't really paying. I was just in the car. I was going for the ride. I didn't know where we were going, but it was awesome, and like we made a lot of good friends. And the guys who had the hydraulic cars, they like invited us to their Halloween like block party.
Oh wow!
Did you go?
No, I wanted to. We weren't able to, but that was really kind of them. They were like, "You should come. Like our family's gonna be there." And I was like, "Oh my god!" Okay. It was fun.
We'll put the link to Hufflepuff.
Oh my god! Please.
By three cut in the description. Thank you. Check out the full thing.
Get you another 43 views on that.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, but three cut's kind of been on hold because we've all kind of started doing like our own things. Mm-hmm. Like I've started doing stand up, so I have my YouTube channel. I forgot.
To oh, cool,
I
cool.
Plug that.
Yeah, totally.
Shameless. I should plug this while I'm here. Just tell her what it is.
It's my name, Monica Siouty. MonicaSiouty on YouTube, and yeah, I got some sets on there. I have one from Nature's Brew.
Oh, I'm looking through right now.
I got the improv. I think I have a Flappers and Comedy Store. No, yeah, not Comedy Store. They don't let you film.
They don't?
No.
Oof.
They don't. So don't film.
Wait, don't they film?
They could, but you have to like set that up.
You have to
be like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, you have to. It's not like Flappers where it's like, hey, do you want a video? Like, we already filmed you, but.
I'm thinking of a Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah, Laugh Factory films you.
That's why I'm.
Yeah.
So you're doing stand up your next one? What's your next one?
June 5th. That one is the Sherman Oaks one.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
On the 30. No, oh, on the line. I can't talk. Where is it? God. This is like the second time. Yeah, on the 30. June 5th, 7:30. The Comedy League All-Star Show. And yeah, should be a lot of good comics.
So I wanted to ask you if you could explain this Instagram picture.
Oh my god.
Pulled this one right off your Instagram.
You totally did. You know what? I was really feeling myself, and I think I look really beautiful in this photo, yeah, you did. Clearly. You know what? You just gotta laugh at yourself sometimes.
Am I looking at it wrong?
No, you're looking at it right. It's exactly what you think it is. And you know what? It was Wednesday, and I was having a day, and I was like, what picture should I post today? And I felt that, and I was like, it's only fucking Wednesday, and that's just how I felt. And amazing. That picture just emulated everything. And
just right out the pool.
It captured it, yeah.
Does it fit with your Instagram aesthetic, though? Like, are all your posts like that?
I mean, they range.
This one's great.
Thank you. That was at a restaurant in Beverly Hills, and I absolutely loved that photo. I'm actually really excited. I'm going to London and Paris for, like, the first time.
Ooh, this summer?
I'm going to London, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, when?
I'm going, like, June and July.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Like, I'll be in London June 29th to July 3rd.
Holy fuck. I think I'm there exactly the same time.
Whoa.
We got to meet up. We got to go to a pub.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck. That's awesome. Up. I'm really excited. But, yeah, I'm so excited. Like, I've always wanted to go to Europe and check out those places, so.
That's amazing.
We'll be there during the World Cup.
Are we?
Yeah. It's like it starts like the week before.
Holy shit! I didn't know that. Oh, I'm so excited.
You should do some stand up.
Dude,
there.
Okay,
one will go. They'll be at the pubs.
I know everyone's gonna be both. No one's gonna give a shit. But you know what's funny? Ever since I started doing stand up, I told myself anywhere I travel, I want to at least either go to an open mic or go to a show or try to do one. So
yeah,
that would be awesome though in London. Fuck.
You could like do an accent.
No, to get sloshed. I'm sure they would immediately boo me off the stage.
All right, I think we have to wrap up now.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys. Can I ask you guys?
Oh, please. Yeah. Anything.
So you've asked me some stand-up questions. I wanted to ask you guys. So, like, where are you guys at with your stand-up? You guys took the class?
I took the class.
Okay.
Stella actually told me to take the class, so.
Really? Yeah. So I told Stella.
You're like my grandma.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, that's so cool how you can, like, indirectly, like, influence someone.
Totally.
That's the
butterfly
so cool.
effect.
Yeah.
And your granddad.
Yeah. 23andMe it. But I'm just doing open mics this summer.
Okay, cool.
I did the final performance at West Side Comedy.
Nice. How'd that go?
It went really well.
Was that your like first time?
That was my first time.
Oh my god.
Did it hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hurts.
It gets better.
It did.
Yeah, you bleed a little after, but it's okay.
Yeah, but the pleasure outweighed the pain, I think. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? The first time I did it for my final, I had this feeling. I've never had this feeling again. Okay, it's a lot of that, so she's a. But when I was performing at the. Our final was at the Improv, and I like. It was, I've never had this, and I would try to achieve it again because it was such a crazy, I've never felt this. I was, like, performing, and I was doing it, but I wasn't listening to myself. I was, like, having an outer body experience, like, watching myself and, like, processing them, processing me. It was, like, everything. It was so, you know that scene in Interstellar when he, like, reaches that other dimension?
Yeah.
He, like, goes in the black hole.
That was you.
And then he just said, what happens now? Just like the best part. But like it felt like that where I was like watching and it was like the and then I went off stage and I was like, did I say like all my jokes? And then I checked and I did like on my little bullet point list and I was like, oh shit, I did. And like what a crazy, and I think that's what captured me to do it. And then ever since then I've been trying to like fucking achieve. I've gotten close, but
how
nothing's
many,
ever been like that.
Do you try to do like one a week, one a month, or
it varies right now just because like I finished college, I, like, had to move out, had to get a new job. So it was a little, like, on and off. But, no, I do plan on going back to, like, weekly, certain shows monthly. But, yeah, I want to do, like, as much as I can. Funny enough, like, I went the opposite route. So most people do open mics and then they get booked on, like, shows.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, like, skipped that and got booked on shows and didn't do open mics
what was,
for
like,
a
your
whole
first,
year.
What was your first book?
It was at the Comedy Store.
Wow.
Funny enough.
That's
so in
crazy.
My 2 years, I don't know how the fuck this happened, but I made it in the Comedy Store and was doing that like Saturday nights, like monthly or a couple
that's
times
great.
A month, depended. And I don't know. Fuck, that was awesome. But
you think you're gonna get your picture on a wall soon?
Oh my god, no, not even close. But that would be
one
awesome.
Of these days.
One of these days. I mean, that'd be great. That'd be awesome if you. Exactly. But
Jesus Christ.
So sorry, I have like a drippy nose. But I went the opposite route where like I did shows first and then I was like, oh fuck, I gotta do open mics because like you have to go through that. That is a very crucial step. You need to fail, you need to go through those weird like what the fuck just happened, like because I was having like great shows, but I was like, I mean, I bombed a couple times too, and you had somewhere like, oh, I don't know what the fuck that was, but it happened,
right? Yeah,
but like you have to go through that, so still keep doing the open mics because that's good. And I had to kind of backtrack and then go back forward, which was weird.
So how did you get booked at the Comedy Store?
She found me on Facebook.
That's
who?
Creepy.
Yeah, the booker. The
oh,
lady,
wow,
the booker.
Wow.
She just found me on Facebook. Okay. Like,
that's awesome.
Me? Yeah, it was. People think Facebook's dead. It's not as dead as my
it's
face,
not
but
as
it's
dead.
Almost dead. But
like our Facebook page.
As dead as my Tinder.
Yeah. That's been dead a while ago.
It never was alive.
It was never
she
alive.
She was aborted before birth.
I'm
sorry.
But yeah, so she like found me on Facebook, and then I've been doing her show ever since. And I mostly have done like the belly room, the original room, a couple times. I've never done the main room yet, but
one of these days.
One of these days.
So one question we ask every guest at the end of the show is, who do you think would win in a fight?
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna go back to the OG matchup here.
Okay.
Polar bear versus gorilla.
Fuck.
We prepped.
I mean,
this
we kind of we talked about this.
We
a
did
little
talk.
Bit.
Prepped you before.
We splashed a little in
just
there.
Just know you signed a prenup, and I will take everything.
Oh fuck. Okay. I have to write. Okay. This is really important. It's a lot of porn on the line. Okay. I gotta ask.
Most people have sitting rooms, so we have masturbating rooms.
Almost makes you wonder if you want to, like...
Want to what?
Just, like, call it already.
Give me the... What? You guys are still polar bear.
Okay, polar so you
bear.
Guys
polar
say... You guys
polar
say
bear.
Polar bear. You say gorilla.
I say gorilla.
Okay.
I always will.
Can I give you my reasonings for each
could,
and then come to a
both.
Decision?
Please,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because I see... I'm a person who tries to see both sides.
Of course.
I always try to be very reasonable.
Me too. You got to turn them around every now and again.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Okay. here's the thing. I think gorillas have that rage factor, like I said, so they can get super upset, jump up and down. Oh man.
That was a good one. I'm sorry. That was really good.
You like, yeah. That was...
I'm sorry. Continue.
He said that. That's also what she said. Well, yeah, I think. Okay, so the gorilla's got the rage thing, they got the thumbs.
Giving Riley a little applause here.
They could do, yeah.
They got the thumb.
But they could climb things, too, which also mm-hmm. falls under the thumb category, yeah, the opposables. I guess. The opposables, yes. So, like, I don't know. Part of me sees this gorilla, like, fucking going at it at this polar bear. But then the polar bear is fucking tall when it stands, and it's huge.
Yeah. Exactly, it can stand.
But I feel like it doesn't move as fast because it's so big. You see what I'm saying? So if a gorilla is coming at it, and it's like, oh, what? Like... might be a little too late. That's how it moves, by the way. Yeah.
How fast can a polar bear turn around?
Compared to a gorilla.
That gorilla comes up from behind.
And does what? What does it do?
It
does
it jumps bite it?
Everything.
Comes up from behind.
Let's just say
smacking.
If it's got some bananas in his hand.
It comes up from behind.
You want to run.
I'm drop the soap, you know what I mean?
You know what? I'm going to go gorilla. I'm going to say gorilla.
No, you're wrong.
No? Okay. Give me your arguments. What about the polar bear? Tell me about him.
Yeah. Tell us about your polar bear argument.
This is without global warming's effects.
But see, he's already
and polar bears have fucking laws.
So, they're starving. Have you seen their, like, claws? Like those,
they do have really big.
Those claws?
They're like your fingers.
To play with.
Their claws are your fingers.
Yeah.
All 10 of them.
And all 10 of them at once.
All 15 of them.
All 15. Plus the jaws. Like, they've got, like, almost saber
right, they're multiple
action.
Jaws.
Okay, these you are little bitch claws.
No. That's a bad picture. You should do
I don't know. Back me up here.
They're pretty fucking...
Well, I mean, my argument is the same as last time.
That doesn't look real. Animals
in the Arctic Kingdom. You know?
Well, if it's wet, the fur doesn't cover as much of it.
They are the most dangerous animals in the Arctic Kingdom.
You see this picture
kingdom.
Here, down here? Gotcha. The fur is covering.
You missed the joke.
Yo, think about this. Think about it this way. Watch. Have you seen the Leonardo DiCaprio movie? The Revenant.
Yes.
All right.
When he
think of the gorilla as Leonardo DiCaprio and the polar bear as the bear. That's exactly how the situation is going to be.
Fuck.
Guess who won that fight? Leonardo de fucking Caprio. He killed that bear.
Screw
he killed the fuck out of that bear. And that was bear versus man.
Nah. But nah, gorillas.
Man versus bear.
Gorillas aren't that smart. Gorillas aren't that smart. They're not going to survive that long.
Guess what? Polar bears are part of a corporate conglomerate known as Coca-Cola.
Holy fuck.
And gorillas are a part of Gorilla Glue.
Yeah. Ooh.
But how useful is Gorilla Glue? Tell me
you don't
love it.
Yeah, but Gorilla Glue is a really nice strain. So.
It's also known as alternative glue.
True.
Hey, listen, gorillas, they've had their spotlight. They're tough, but they're big. Yeah. But there's no getting around the speed that the polar bears have.
But what is a polar bear up against in daily life? Fish? Penguin? Maybe? Gorillas are going with their lions?
As we saw in the Snoop Dogg documentary, they are able to take an entire walrus down. So, I mean,
okay,
walrus are the gorillas of the Arctic.
That's like saying that Conor McGregor can take down Rosie O'Donnell. Obviously, Conor McGregor wins. They're very different.
I think it's a
different situation. Look at their day-to-day life.
But we're talking about in a one instance.
In a cage match.
You got to know what they're bred to do, though. Look at their life through evolution.
So you're going to go with gorilla.
I'm 100%. Yeah. Don't say it. Don't do it.
Oh.
I'll throw these kids right up.
Not the kids.
You know,
not again.
A polar bear is literally like 3 times as heavy as a gorilla. Like, I'm pretty sure.
It's not about weight. It's about density. That's a lot of fat is what I'm hearing.
Well, now that they're starving.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much.
I mean, look, y'all got some teeth. I'll give y'all teeth.
Oh my God, look at that.
Those are some teeth.
Imagine biting into your arm.
Okay, but my arm compared to like a gorilla.
I mean.
A gorilla's not going to have it. Much better arms than
gorilla's got thick ass forearms.
If
look
the
at that
polar bear
shit. Look
gets
at that.
Its jaws around the gorilla, it's over.
Look at that.
Look at that pose.
That's pure form.
Look at that like stance right there. That is a stance of confidence.
Polar bear might just be too scared at that point. Like,
all right, that one's a little fat. That's a good one. Yeah. This isn't a. Is that a gorilla?
I don't know. No.
Oh, Cincinnati Zoo. R.I.P. Harambe.
Oh,
is that
shit.
Did I tell you?
Dicks out.
Just stop Harambe, guys.
Dicks out. Bring it back.
On that note. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Yo, when I was in Chicago, someone had an RIP Harambe sticker on their car. I think I sent that to you guys in a snap. That was so fucking funny.
Are you going to get one?
My dick's out?
His
yes.
His car is like covered in them. Have you seen it?
I have. It's
not just dicks out for Harambe. Dicks out for everybody.
He just has like dicks out all the time.
Dicks out for GW.
It's a lifestyle.
Jonah Hill. Super bad.
If your dicks aren't out, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I'm doing it wrong right now then.
It's probably best.
Just kidding.
Probably best. Wrong camera.
It's probably a good thing.
It's not the $3,000 porn that
no.
Ryan's paying for.
It's no $3,000.
No one can compete with that.
Yeah. I'll take any victory I can get. They live a sad life of monthly Amazon deliveries of lotion.
I'm so sorry.
You just have like one item that's always in your cart. It's like, would you like to order again?
I have a monthly subscription.
Get one of those buttons.
Monthly reminder, like, hey, are you out of your lotion?
I have one of those buttons next to like in the bathroom. Just.
They have those, right? You can just press it.
They do have those for condoms.
How the fuck does that work?
It's set to your count and it's set to the product.
So you just have the button near the product in your house and then you press
it. And it's set. You set it to a credit card and a delivery address, and when you click it, it just orders it automatically. They have it for condoms. Not that I would know. They also have it for paper towels.
Which goes hand in hand.
Of course.
Literally and metaphorically.
One's for show and one's for actual use.
And then we keep one in for spare.
If anyone out there can hack into Riley's Amazon account.
I will show you my Amazon account. Right now. I don't order things on Amazon.
What?
I'll show you the last thing I ordered on Amazon.
I feel like that's like where everyone
okay, not that.
Oh, no.
No, this is a lot of white people shit of Brita filters and dishwashing stuff, cutting boards, an Apple Watch band, and an ashtray.
An ashtray.
I bought that after I saw Infinity War, though.
Oh, the ashtray?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why were you in the movie theater? You're like, I really could have used an ashtray.
there's something for a dog.
I'm going to take up smoking now.
See, this is a very clean Amazon account.
No, it's very, like, yeah.
He's like,
there's books, there's films.
Tide Pods. Are you one of those?
With I needed a
blanket
snack.
Wrapped around him in front of a fireplace. Yeah.
This is a clean Amazon account. This is last 6 months, so let's go.
Let's go back.
Let's go 20. Let's go, we'll go 2015. We'll go way back. This is clean.
Speaking of Amazon accounts, we should get sponsors for this podcast.
This is
so we can make money.
We should. So clean. I mean, I've been doing a podcast with 33 episodes. I'm still not making money off of it. But I don't know how that's going.
Check out the meaning of.
The meaning of there's condom. Those are
condoms. Plus Network, my podcast.
We'll link it below.
Please link below.
I had to go back to 2016 to find something not clean. So
okay. What was it?
They were condoms.
Oh my god.
So currently, I'm at my ex-girlfriend's house
You're
with
exhausting.
My Apple TV.
I'm exhausted.
She's your Apple TV?
Yeah.
Nah, I go back for the Apple TV, bro.
Yeah. That's a 2-hour drive down to Lexington, though, from Cincinnati. I ain't doing that shit. Damn. She can keep it.
We should get her on the podcast.
We should not.
Oh my god.
We should not.
You think she watches?
Wait,
no.
Someone does have a podcast where they invite their exes back and they talk about...
Oh!
Who is... Oh, fuck. I'm doing such a horrible...
I have two exes, and I don't think either of them would like to see me ever again.
Who has that many exes that they can sustain a podcast?
Oh.
Probably Drake. All of his exes live in Texas. That's probably not Drake. That's not Drake, is it?
That's not a Drake lyric. No,
whose lyric is that?
I think this is like a Ludacris lyric or something. I have no idea.
All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait.
Okay, where can people find you on social
media?
Okay,
yeah, we should wrap this up. This is getting crazy town. Okay, so you can find me on Instagram, Monica C-U-D. I will spell it again because I'm sure people are like, what? S-I-O-U-T-Y. Monica C-U-D on Instagram. Facebook's also Monica C-U-D. My YouTube, fun fact, also Monica C-U-D. And... I mean, I have Twitter, but I don't really use it as much. I don't know.
Same thing.
I just like, I don't know. I don't really like Twitter.
It's true.
Yeah, it's kind of exhausting.
That might change, but I just don't really get it. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
You know this is...
I can't hear it. You guys can hear it? I don't really hear it.
Oh,
we hear it. We don't hear it.
Okay. But yeah, so you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
All of it. And we'll link all of it in the description and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll play us out here with a good song right here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.